Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Hi, Desi.
Hi.
Our top story is disgusting. Mm. I got sent this a few times.
Okay.
It's from UPI News. Semi-crash covers Washington Road in scrambled eggs.
Oh, my God.
I'm so upset. Washington State Patrol said a major road was closed in both directions when a semi-truck involved in a crash spilled its load of eggs across the roadway. Trooper Rick Johnson, public information officer for Washington State Patrol District 2, said on social media that boxes of eggs were spread across the roadway by a crash involving two semi-trucks on State 18. Wait. State Route 18. Lots of eggs to clean up, he wrote. Desi, here's a picture. It is just as gruesome looking as I thought it would look. I don't know how you recover from this.
Oh, wow. There's lots of... It's a mess. Yeah, you gotta move from that town. No one's cleaning that up. You got to pray for rain.
I'm not cleaning that up.
I feel bad for people who have to clean up messes like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they get paid, but it's still kind of like
it
gross.
It can't be fun.
No.
This doesn't look fun at all. And on top of it, there's all these cardboard boxes in the way too.
Well, we've talked about this before. I don't like a mixture of dry and wet mess. Because you're like, what do I do? Sweep up water with glass in it? Or like whatever, like how do you do it?
I also would love to know more about what kind of, like what was the purpose of the, like what these eggs are about? Why are they already scrambled? Where are they going?
I'm sure it's for like cafeteria type food or something, right? Or even school, like school breakfast.
Yeah.
They just put out, they like microwave those eggs. I don't know. Right?
It's so gross to me. Mm. Anyway, we have a story from Chipotle that's pretty crazy. This is from a local Fox affiliate. Woman who threw Chipotle order at worker can work off jail time at fast food restaurant.
Chipotle?
This woman was sentenced to work at a Chipotle for assaulting a Chipotle worker.
That's a good punishment.
That's a great punishment.
I feel like that should be more common.
Absolutely. If you assault a service worker, you should have to do their job for no pay.
Or just to get, that's how people learn. Everyone who has had that kind of job doesn't treat people that way. I mean, typically.
Right. This is from Parma, Ohio. A woman found guilty of throwing her Chipotle order at an employee was sentenced to jail. She was also given the chance to work off part of the sentence by working at a fast food restaurant. Parma Municipal Court Judge Timothy Gilligan sentenced 39-year-old Rosemary Hain on Tuesday. She had been found guilty by the judge of one count of assault. He said, quote, "You didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like it, and this is how you respond? This is not Real Housewives of Parma. This behavior is unacceptable." Hain told the court and the victim, Emily Russell, that she was sorry for her actions and there was no excuse for her behavior. However, she then went on to say that she was not happy with the way her food was prepared.
Wow.
She said, "If I showed you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it's disgusting looking."
Wow.
So she was like, "I'm sorry, but..."
Yeah.
At her sentencing, which is a pretty bold move.
Because it doesn't really matter. Return it.
she was acting like a big old bitch in this video. There's obviously video footage of this.
Right.
It's a total public freak out. I think it was posted on that subreddit initially. Cell phones were recording in September when Russell, who was working at a Parma Chipotle, was attacked by Hain, who was angry about her order. Video played during the hearing shows Hain bring her Chipotle bowl to the counter and slam it down, confronting the worker. Seconds later, she is seen throwing the entire bowl in the worker's face.
Oh my God.
The judge said to her, "I bet you won't be happy with the food you're going to get in jail."
Ooh.
The judge sentenced her to 180 days in jail and suspended 90 of those days. He said that he would give her 60 days jail credit if she worked at least 20 hours per week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months.
Nice.
Hain said she planned to get a job at the restaurant. The victim told the judge that she ended up quitting her job after the incident because she was traumatized. She now works elsewhere, and she told us she felt the sentence was fair. The judge said about his sentencing, he said, "I thought, why should city taxpayers pay for her and feed her for 90 days in the jail if I can teach her a sense of empathy? I hope this deters others from this type of behavior." Now the video, it's a very violent throw. She throws this like hot bowl of food. She's like a foot away from this worker.
Mm.
So it's, goes all in this worker's face. And I can't imagine that wasn't scary for this woman.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she is like enraged, and it's like very unclear. I mean, this is no reason to assault someone over.
You never want to be around anyone who's unhinged. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, she's clearly unhinged. I was watching the original post on Reddit. And this is before, like, people knew who she was. And she's wearing these, like, pink shorts. So everyone's calling her Pink Shorts.
Oh, my God.
In the video. And this older woman goes to block her.
Ooh.
At some point, like, to stop her from leaving. Because she storms out after she throws the bowl in the worker's face. And this older woman's like, "I'm not letting you get away, bitch."
Nice.
And they have, like, a little altercation in the vestibule of the Chipotle. But then she eventually leaves.
You got to think about what you're wearing before you have a public fit.
I got to say also, not to be a bitch, but this lady needs to get a new shampoo because her hair is so greasy and very dry at the ends. And I think she needs to get a trim. Mm. And I think she needs to get like a clarifying shampoo on those roots.
Okay.
I just, the state of it is like, it's not good. Do you want to see the video?
Sure. Oh, she does have pink shorts on.
Yeah, they call her Pink Shorts.
Her hair is very long, like Mormon long.
Yeah.
And it's in a ponytail. She's really hollering at this poor worker. She's fighting with everyone in the restaurant
because everyone's like, "You're crazy." It's really unclear what her exact issue with the food was. She said it looked disgusting. I do think it is funny that she admit to the court that she regularly eats it. She's like, "It wasn't like this last week."
Well, look.
So did you see it?
Oh my God.
Explain the throw.
Like, there it goes. She really. Oh, there's the old woman.
Yeah. She's trying to stop
really
her.
It was really violent.
It's like violent.
She literally put it up and slammed it into her face. Like her hand was a part of the bowl when she pushed it towards her. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was like more from afar. Forceful.
It was violent.
She looks like a bitch.
She
like, I don't like this woman.
This is a not nice person.
You could just tell she's a fucking cunt. I'm sorry.
Like, wow.
No, look, I mean, you don't, that's not normal behavior.
Yeah.
She came in with an attitude. It's like, first of all, look, I eat at Chipotle. It's not a very beautiful looking bowl of food oftentimes. They're throwing slops of shit in a bowl at your direction. So I don't know what her issue is because you're literally seeing it slop in there. Do you know what I mean? It's not like an artfully displayed bowl of food.
Right.
Typically.
No, it's a burrito bowl.
So it's like, yeah, what's in a burrito looks like shit. That's why they wrap it up in a burrito and it's all pretty. Like the bowl is like that stuff just slopped into a bowl. Like it's just not like a gorgeous looking bowl of food typically. And she's watching it be made. So at some point, did she not think, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's one thing to see it being made and it's not appetizing looking is better to me than having it show up to you where you're like, what happened here? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I just can't understand what she was expecting this burrito bowl to look like and how it differed so much from how her bowl allegedly looked the week prior.
That's what I don't understand, because you literally watch it being made. And yeah, if you're, I've gone to Chipotle and sometimes I'll be like, oh, the pork looks a little dry today and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Or like whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Certain meats, when they're running low, I never want them.
Right.
I want like fresh ones.
Of course.
So yeah, I don't get what could have looked so drastically different.
This lady was looking for a fight. Something's going down in her personal life and she's decided to take it out on everybody else instead of dealing with her issues.
And I honestly wish she had taken a photo.
I would like to have seen that.
She ruined the evidence.
Right.
Like not once does she show up, took a picture of how gross it looked.
To say, in my defense, not that it would be a defense, but I would, just out of curiosity's sake, I would like to see. Yeah,
even if it was disgusting, it doesn't justify what she did. Because it's like, I don't want this. Can you make me a new one? It looks old or disgusting. Like, I need to know. I need to ask questions. I have follow-ups.
I have a lot of follow-up questions. I wish that the judge would have asked, like, just can you describe, this isn't going to affect your sentencing, but for me, can you describe what the bowl looked like?
Yeah, I need to know what was disgusting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can think of a few things. The meat looked old. But, like, once again, you're literally watching it get slopped in there. That's the whole thing about Chipotle.
Right.
You're like, give me that corn. Do you know what I mean? You're, like telling them what to put in it.
Right. It's crazy. Anyway, don't assault workers at Chipotle.
No matter how gross the bowl is.
Or anywhere else. It's not nice. A Houston man dressed up as Michael Jackson and robbed a Subway.
What?
Oh, he attempted to rob a Subway.
Okay.
They're calling him a smooth criminal, but I don't think he's that smooth. This is from Fox 26 Houston. There's a video of this guy, and he's dressed up as late stage Michael Jackson. He's like post Scream. He's like mid to late 90s Michael Jackson. He's got like the big wide brimmed hat.
Okay.
Maybe he is kind of smooth criminal. I don't know. Let's play the video.
Smooth criminal has the white hat.
He does have the hat, but he doesn't have the white hat. He has a black. He wore that hat a lot.
Yeah, I'm.
That hat went on for many years.
I need to see the hat.
Here he is.
Back in June, but it was just released. Now, in this video, you can see that man dressed in all black with a giant brim hat.
Oh, yeah.
Entered the subway located on Edgebrook Drive, just off of I-45 South. He jumps the counter and then threatens to harm that employee. After struggling to get the register open, the man yanks the cash drawer from the computer and then takes off on a bicycle. A cash reward is being offered for his arrest, and you can call Crime Stoppers totally.
I just think that was...
He's not, you're right. He doesn't have the moves of Michael Jackson.
He's not.
He could barely slide over the counter.
Michael Jackson would have been able to commit this crime with such finesse.
He would have done a little spin on the counter as he slid over or something.
Yeah. And he would have like slid onto that bike and just like zoomed off.
Look, I'm sorry, but you can't look cool robbing in some place and getting on a bike. It's very 14. You're going to get on your little BMX dirt bike after you rob a store? Come on.
I just think that if you're going to cosplay as Michael Jackson while committing a crime, you need to have like a level of skills. He should have cosplayed as like, I don't know, Scooby-Doo maybe.
I don't get why he was dressed as Michael Jackson. It's not even like, it's a pretty dated reference.
It's
to begin with.
It's
like,
so odd.
Because it's not like he was really wearing a Michael Jackson mask or something. I'm so baffled.
Do you think he was like about to go commit this robbery and he's, and he he's in his closet and he's like, I need to wear a hat so I can't be identified. Well, I got this hat. What goes with this hat? Well, this is kind of Michael Jackson, actually. This is like, I'm feeling the Michael Jackson vibe.
It's so weird.
And then he's like, well, I also have some gloves.
And you know someone who's like, they're like, wait, Bill, my friend, has a Michael Jackson costume and he rides a bike. Like, what are the chances? You know what I mean? Like, it's like really giving away some clues.
I think. I think his friends are probably laughing.
They're like, dude, did you rob Subway? What the hell?
We know that hat. You wear that hat at parties.
They're like dunking on him for riding his bike.
After committing a crime. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying, you usually want a getaway car, right?
Yeah, you got to haul ass you on can't, that bike.
He's like not sitting on the seat. Do you know what I mean? When you go fast as a kid, you get up, you press those pedals, put your body weight into them, get those fucking wheels going.
What if the hat blew off while he was riding it? I'd be
what
worried.
What if he threw it off? Woohoo! Yeah! But there'd be something, I would probably cry laughing watching him try to evade a police car on a bike.
Honestly, I hope he did, and I'm glad no one got hurt.
Yeah,
it wasn't an armed robbery. He just like went in there. Like a weirdo.
Very weird guy.
So police are looking for him.
Call Crime Busters.
They always say that. It's Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers is offering $5,000.
And there's like, it's like Crime Stoppers. And then there's one of the letters is magnified by a Sherlock Holmes thing.
Yes. That's like their logo, right?
I feel like that sounds familiar.
Our next story comes out of Wisconsin from CBS. An MRI machine causes Wisconsin woman's gun to fire, shooting her in the buttocks.
Yo!
Is that the official noise you make when you get shot in the ass?
Why are you taking a gun?
This is such an American story.
Like, I'm sorry. Wouldn't you be like, wait, let me take my gun out? Do you know what I mean? Like,
you literally have to take like any piece of metal that's possibly on your person.
That's when you know you have too much, you're too gun happy because you forget to take your gun off. Like, you're not constantly thinking about it being on you. Like, if I had a gun on me, I would be like, I have a gun, I have a gun, I have a gun. Do you know what I mean? She's like, I completely forgot I had a gun in my pocket. Like, how do you get there?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I could see someone forgetting, I had an ankle bracelet on. I forgot.
Yeah. You forget like an earring. You don't forget a gun.
That's so crazy. I mean, I'm glad she just got shot in the ass and no one else got shot.
Yeah.
That would have sucked.
This is out of Wisconsin. A newly filed report by the Food and Drug Administration.
Ooh.
I don't know why they're involved.
It's probably like some weird government division.
Yeah. Describes an incident in a Wisconsin hospital where a woman was shot in the buttocks. Just say ass. After bringing a gun into the room with an MRI machine. According to the FDA, the 57-year-old woman brought the concealed handgun into the room. The gun was attracted to the magnet of the MRI and fired a single round, which hit her in the right buttock.
I don't like that word, buttock.
It's like very kind of clunky to say.
Also like a singular.
Buttock.
Why? Shot her in the buttock.
I don't like when it's singular. You're right.
Singular is literally making me want to like run into traffic. Why is it so cringe?
Singular is so much worse than buttocks, even though it's both
buttocks
bad.
Is weird, but I'm sorry. Buttock? No. That's just say cheek.
Your ass cheek.
I'll even accept butt cheek.
I think... Why do we have to be so official with language all the time?
But buttock, it's like no one fucking says buttock.
Except for the news.
But why can't, what's the difference? Butt is buttock. It's shortened.
What if they said they're gluteus maximus?
Then I'd be like, come on.
That's
science. Stupid. But I'd prefer that over buttock, to be honest. I really would. I'd be like, you're weird, but you're trying to be official. Buttock is stupid. Have you ever heard anyone say that?
No, I'm telling you, it only happens in like news stories.
In the buttock.
Because even, would a doctor say that? Or would they say your glutes?
I'm trying to think of the context.
Like,
here, okay. I'm going to bend over. I'm going to give you a shot in your buttocks, your buttock.
What? Okay, wait a minute. Now I'm thinking, because I have gotten a shot in the ass before. What did they say?
Well, they definitely don't say ass. I know that. They don't say ass. Do they say rear end?
Yeah, I'm like, do they say rear?
Because I don't think they say buttock, or I'd be like, buttock. I feel like they say in your rear.
What do they say?
Rear end. Rear end song.
No, they don't. That's also that's also a little informal.
Too informal? They don't say gluteus maximus.
Maybe they said, what did they say? They didn't say butt. Okay, well, I'm sure
there's not that many options.
I'm sure we have doctors.
If you're a doctor and you have to give someone a shot in the ass, what do you say? I think they say rear end. Rear. I'm going to give you in your...
No, that sounds... Because that...
Because what they're not... Okay, where are you going to give me ass? Where are you going to give me that shot, doctor? In my arm? No. Bend over. No. Wait, that's what I'm trying to...
Because they don't just say bend
over. They don't say bend over. Okay, it's going to be in your, you know, down there.
See, if you try and be coy about it, though, it comes off more perverted. And doctors don't do that. They're
I don't believe they say buttock. Because that's too stupid. What? Maybe they just say butt. There's something wrong with butt. There's
nothing, like the butt of a gun.
Yeah.
The butt of a pork.
So they were going to give you this shot in your butt. So don't clench it. You know, they tell you.
Yeah,
don't
relax.
Relax.
Well, they tell you take a deep breath.
Relax.
Relax.
You're going to get a bruise if you clench your butt.
Is that why? Is that why?
You get a bruise when you clench because your muscles like tight or something.
Oh.
So you don't get a bruise if you don't clench. It's hard.
Have you gotten a shot in the ass before?
I'm almost certain I have, but I can't think of the time. I must have, right? I want to know why sometimes in the butt. Like, why? Do you know what I mean? Wait, were we just accepting?
No.
Like, what's the difference between arm and butt?
It's like the largest muscle. It's a large muscle.
So does it depend on what it is?
I think it did. Okay, what did you get shot in the butt?
I don't remember.
I got like a antihistamine shot in the butt once.
But what? Okay. I truly don't remember. I never had a shot in the ass.
I was having like a severe allergic reaction with like a rash and a fever.
Okay. So would I get it for something like surgical? I truly don't remember. I've also gotten
a B12 shot in my ass.
Oh, is that from a doctor or a health provider? Well, like a wellness.
The lady who used to do my Botox gave me a B12 shot in the ass once.
Okay. So
I don't remember what she said. Maybe she just said, take your pants off.
Show me your buttock.
Show me your butt.
Give me that buttock. Let me get that juicy
buttock. Can you Google
buttock.
This? Can you please
why
Google what did
shot
what,
in buttock?
But also Google what do doctors call an ass?
Steroid injections. Buttock injection is commonly used because the injection site is a large muscle and it's easy to identify. Well,
so
that's
it's a
true.
Personal choice?
It's a large muscle. An iron shot. I guess maybe like vitamins and iron. Okay, you want me to actually type in what do doctors call a butt?
Yeah.
I hope I don't die tonight. And they're like, oh, look, relax. She was very worried about getting a shot in her ass. What is this mysterious medical name for your butt? Gluteus maximus.
See?
I'm sorry.
But they don't say that.
Maybe they say glutes. This is great. Butt cheeks are comprised of two big muscles, the gluteus maximus and gluteus minimus. For this reason, doctors will refer to your bum as glutes. The hole in the middle of your glutes is medically called the anus. It's like, we weren't asking that question. Google. The hole. Also the butthole. The doctor definitely doesn't say butthole.
Yeah, the doctor doesn't say, I'm putting on gloves to check your butthole.
I guess glutes. I just feel like I've never heard that before, but I don't know.
I have booked a bikini wax before and almost accidentally said, I want to get a pussy wax.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I buy that.
Like, that's really easy to accidentally do.
Yeah.
Almost.
But I'm sure if you're in that profession, you're very careful.
No, I've almost said that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure that people in that profession are always not saying it.
Well, they shouldn't say it to the client.
You want your pussy waxed? No. But I don't think they'd care if you said it. They'd probably laugh.
They probably would laugh. I like to think waxers have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
They wax all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or like if someone's like, I want to get my butthole waxed. What do you call that? Just like a full Brazilian? If like you, what if you just wanted your butthole waxed?
You probably say, I just want to just please focus on the hole.
That hole.
The butthole.
The butthole.
You know, the one.
The one. You know the
you
one.
You know the one.
You know the
one. Well, because people get them bleached too, right?
Well, I told you about when I worked at a hair salon and someone called asking about anal bleaching, right? Yeah.
Yes. And there was a famous place in the valley.
Yeah, that's Pink all they Cheeks, do.
Yeah, I think
right?
so.
Wasn't it like Pink Cheeks?
And you could get a kit for it at home.
No, I'm not doing that at home.
You want a professional
that sounds,
anus wax bleach.
Yeah, I don't want to personally administer bleach on my asshole.
I don't even want to see my anus. Because it's like, for me, I was like, it could be perfectly fine. I have no idea. What if I look at it? I'm like, whoa.
What's wrong with it?
I don't need to have a complex about my anus. If I don't see it, keep it that way. It
doesn't exist. It's fine. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful
just the
and
way
pink
it is.
In my mind.
I think if you are a sex worker and maybe you're taking a lot of pictures and video of
oh,
your.
Oh, if I was spreading my cheeks and showing my hole, then I'd be like, okay, let's get this thing together.
Right. Yeah, let's give her a makeover.
Yeah, I need to be like whatever the trend is.
Yeah.
You gotta
stay with the trends. I do think now we're in an age, which I think is really cool. Where even if you're a sex worker and you're showing your asshole, I think there's like plenty of customers who aren't opposed to a hairy asshole or a not bleached asshole.
I think there's a whole market of guys who are rebelling against the pristine pussy asshole. Mm. And they're like, let's get back to basics. Yeah. I want it to be overgrown. I don't give a shit.
I like that.
I think it's hot.
I think it's cool.
I think it's super cool.
Yeah.
And it's easier.
Back to basics.
That's the new hot porn category.
Right. Just like hair growing everywhere. Not just who cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something for everyone. And I think that's beautiful.
No, and those guys, I think they got something going on.
Well, then
they're like, let's go.
But then there's the guys who are like Gen Xers who I think the guys who are Gen Xers who are really turned on by like full like 70s, 80s bush because that's what they grew up jacking off to.
Yeah.
And they still have like a fondness for it.
Well, because that is a very hot look.
It is hot.
So when you see like the little curls coming out of the underwear,
it's a
and
look.
They're like, ooh, and yeah. They have their little raglan baseball shirt on yeah. with their panties.
That's a look.
Their little pink panties and their little black bush curls popping out.
Yeah. Anyway, do we have any more stories? I think we should end on hairy bush and hairy asshole, personally.
And buttock. Buttock.
And buttock. We will be right back.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. That's rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene.
Desi, what did you watch this week?
What did I watch? Well, I'm continuing to watch The Murder at the End of the World.
Is it still good?
I mean, I like it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I like it. I recommend it. I hit the episode where it's like a few episodes left, I guess, where they do a lot of information dumping.
Yeah.
Because it's like very mysterious. And then all of a sudden they're like, here's everything.
Right.
And you're kind of like, wait, is this ruining it now? Or is there another twist?
Right.
Because they're kind of
like, there's got to be another twist.
Yeah, there's got to be another twist. It's like one of those type of things where you're like, why are you telling me all this that's tying up everything when there's two more episodes? Right. So I know there's going to be another twist.
Right.
Anyway, the other thing I watched was, oh man, a Netflix movie with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke and...
It's new.
Yeah, wait, what is that movie called? It's also like an end of the world, apocalypse.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that
movie. That's on Netflix. What the fuck is that movie called? It's also something. Leave the World Behind, and it also has Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala.
Sorry. And it's set on Long Island, so we love that. And I told Rachel it has one of the worst dance sequences I've ever seen in my life.
I got to see it just for
and
that.
And Julia Roberts is the one dancing. So I don't know what her deal is. I hope that's her character and not how she really dances, because, oh boy, that was bad.
It was not good.
And this is not a comedy, so there's no reason for her to be dancing that way unless that's how she dances. Also, it's kind of like a sort of flirty scene, which makes it even worse, because it's like, well, now he's not going to want you.
Right.
Like that didn't like make the sexual tension further. It took it down.
Yeah.
Took it out. Anyway, it's a perfectly fine movie to put on if you just want to watch something easy and entertaining. It definitely fits that. Did I watch anything else interesting? No, I thought about it. Oh, I did start For All Mankind.
Okay.
But I'm only on like two episodes. I think there's five.
Of this season.
Yes. Yeah. So.
I'm pretty much watching all the same stuff, but I have been listening to some books on tape. I just finished listening to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, narrated by Dan Stevens. And it was very, he did a really good job. He acted his pussy off.
Wow, aren't
you narrating that
literary
book? I'm just trying to listen to some classics that I didn't get around to reading while I was out there living my life being a dumbass.
Yeah, I read Frankenstein. I like Frankenstein.
I do like Frankenstein.
I can't listen to books on tape. That's my issue.
I was just going on like walks.
I know. I still don't pay attention.
And listening to Dan Stevens, who's very hot, do all these different...
Who's Dan Stevens?
He was in The Guest.
Oh, that guy is hot.
Yeah, he's really hot and he's really British.
Ooh.
So he does like a variety of like really British accents.
Okay.
But like different varieties of them.
Yeah. Many varieties.
Like he does like
okay.
A, yeah.
There's
no cockneyed. Oh. It's like a, but it's, everyone like is, except, well, Frankenstein, I mean, not Frankenstein, the monster. Look, I just listened
Jesus. To Don't add us. Actually, Frankenstein is the doctor.
I just listened to the book. The monster, he has like, he's like, oh, very sad.
It's a tragic character.
It's such a sad character. Victor Frankenstein is such a little bitch, ugh, honestly. He is
a total bitch.
Like, what an irritating person.
He's so full of it.
He's so full of it. He brought all of this on himself. He, the whole book, he's like, woe is me, woe is me. Yeah. This is all happening to me. And he was a total dick to this guy who just wanted a friend.
Frankenstein's monster is the tragic character. It's so unfair.
It's so unfair what he did to him. And
he needs to have like a glow up. We need to revitalize his reputation.
He should have taken that monster to the med spa to get some treatments to like give his skin a new life.
Tighten those screws up.
Get an exfoliating glow going on. Get him some clothes that fit.
I read that book and I read Dracula back in my goth days.
Well, I was love like, I had Dracula.
To. I was like, gotta read all these horror books.
Mm. Mary Shelley was a freak.
Totally.
So was Bram Stoker.
Oh man, you gotta be.
Two freaks.
Two total freaks.
And I love it. So now I'm listening to Rebecca.
Oh.
Which is a book I have wanted to read since I was 8, but I never got around to it, and I never watched any I never watched either Rebecca, like the original, or because I wanted to read the book first because I didn't want anything spoiled.
Daphne du Maurier.
So don't talk to me about Rebecca because I'm going in knowing absolutely nothing.
You're raw dogging it.
I'm raw dogging it as if, it's just something when I heard about it, when I was like a little kid, I was like, I'm going to read that book. It sounds really good. And now I'm
500
finally,
years later.
Okay. It's a long time later. It's a long time later.
No, that's funny. Cause those are all books I read young, but I think it was because I knew what they were about, but I knew they were movies too. So I read them all, but there are certain like gothic novels that I read as a kid.
I read a lot of horror books as a kid, but there are so many classic books I just never read that I feel like
Rebecca's kind of horror adjacent.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's some people who think that like listening to a book isn't the same as reading, and I don't really give a shit. I don't have time to sit down.
I don't give a shit about that. I literally just can't do it. I wish I could. Yeah. I've tried so many times. The problem is if you drift off during a podcast, it doesn't really matter depending on what it is. You can rewind. I just feel like the book, I can't, that you don't want to do that as much with a book.
Like
drift off and rewind. You kind of, I drift off.
Yeah.
I just start thinking of something else. And then I have, it's like, it takes away the vibe where I wouldn't do that if I was reading the book. I wouldn't be as distracted.
Because you got to just sit there. You can't be doing other stuff. Yeah.
So for me, I just have never been able to do it. And I have tried because I would be very convenient to be able to listen to books like that.
Oh, I was on the treadmill last week listening to Frankenstein.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I should try again.
What an experience. It was fun. It was totally fun.
I mean, so maybe that would work.
I'm in my classic novel era.
Wow.
I know.
You need to get an ascot.
Dude.
Oh, I'm reading classic literature. You?
I did read a lot as a kid. I just was like, did not read classic books. I think I read Little Women and I really liked it. I thought that went hard. I read, that's all I can remember of all the classic books I read. I read Little Women.
Is a classic.
I mean, and I read all the classic children's book, like all the Roald Dahl books.
Well, but weren't you assigned books in school?
Yes, but I didn't do that.
Oh.
And we weren't assigned Frankenstein, which would have been cool. I might have actually read that.
No, I read a ton of, I was a huge reader, but I also made an effort. I was like, I'm going to read every classic book.
Right.
Like I was that kind of bitch.
That's cute.
So I did read a lot. I mean, I didn't read like Moby Dick. I like picked and chose. I was like, I don't want to fucking read Moby Dick.
Well, some of them I'm like, I don't have an interest.
I was like, that's
for
guys.
It's like, yeah.
Do you know, there was definitely for me, it was like, that's like a adventure guy stuff. I don't want that. I want like romance, gothic horror.
Yeah. That's just way more my genre of what I'm interested in. Like, yes, I read Catcher in the Rye. I read, Catcher in the Rye might have been the only book in high school I read all the way through. Because I like did not go to school. I just didn't participate.
I skipped classes, but I did. English was like the only class I liked. And reading. That was it.
Yeah.
But I cut all the other ones. And those classes, I was like, fuck that.
No, I was like a complete wasteoid.
Yeah.
So Catcher in the Rye is like the only one I read the Shakespeare ones because I liked Shakespeare because it was like plays.
Right.
But I can't think of like, in middle school, I read the assigned reading.
Right. I mean, it can be pretty tedious and boring because the selections might not be great.
I just like had better things to be doing, like frying my brain with drugs.
Exactly. No, I mean, I read a lot of trash too. Like I read like 200 Sweet Valley High books.
Oh my God.
Like and, so many.
And all the Babysitter's Clubs.
I remember all my Sweet Valley High books. I had like 200. I had the special editions that were like doubly thick where they would go on vacation or something.
Right.
And I had them all lined up as if it was like fucking great literature. I was like, look at my collection.
I did too. I did like reading. I liked Sweet Valley High. I liked Babysitter's Club. I read every single Goosebumps book that came out.
I also even read Francine Pascal's series, Caitlin, which was she was a horse girl. It was set in like a richer.
Caitlin. That is a horse girl name.
It was total horse. And it was like sort of upper crusty.
Yeah.
Not as many episodes or books. And I did read every Flowers in the Attic book. I mean, I just read everything.
Yeah.
My favorite genre was like anything that was like trash or like, my name is Alice, like secret diaries. Like
yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I loved it. But, yeah.
I also liked all the like, I Know What You Did Last Summer books.
Oh, yeah. Lois Duncan.
Was that Lois Duncan?
Yes.
I love
any Lois Duncan book was so good.
That bitch
she
could
went
write
hard.
A book.
Yeah.
She did go
She's
really
like, how
hard.
About this?
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you know I love a twist.
I loved her.
No, I was very into young adult fiction. Like
same.
Even when I was like seven. Like I read ahead of like every Judy Blume book too. I read like very young. And I was like, what?
And then, you know, I read Disclosure when I was in seventh grade. But I like Disclosure because there was a lot of sex in it.
Oh, totally.
Like there were those books I would either by myself at the bookstore or I would take them off my mom's shelf and they were like grown-up books. And I'd be like, is this one about fucking? I'm going to read it.
Yeah. I loved anything that was like, this could be sold in an airport. Yeah. that kind of genre, like a legal thriller or an adult, like whatever, trash book.
Yeah.
That are like the worst. And it was like, that's ooh.
Now a major motion picture.
Yeah. Or I also was like into like Kitty Kelly biographies. That's how you know. I was like,
dude.
I was like, what's this? Scandal. I was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool to see things on someone's bookshelf and discover it. But then you do end up doing things like that's how I discovered the No One Here Gets Out Alive, the Jim Morrison biography. Mm. And I read that as a kid. I was like, who is this guy?
He's so cool.
he does look hot when you don't know anything about his personality.
Yeah.
Because his personality is annoying. Let's get real.
He's kind of irritating.
And I read that book and I was like, ooh. But looking back, I was like, God, he is irritating. Why did I ever think he was cool?
But I think a lot of teenagers go through a phase of like so many different generations where they think Jim Morrison's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he was cool to a degree. I think he has
cool elements, but he's definitely someone who's like, have you read James Joyce? Oh, God. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a fuck boy. Calm down. Like,
he really was a fuck boy.
He's a total fuck boy. And he
would have crushed in the annoying Instagram era, like Instagram influencer era. I think he would have been so huge because he's hot.
But then he would have come down because some 17-year-old would have leaked her DMs from him.
Yeah.
It would have been completely creepy.
Yeah, that's how he would have been taken down.
He would have been taken down very fast.
Yeah, but he definitely would have had like a big Instagram presence.
Hey.
He would have
been, I don't normally do this. It's just like, you're so beautiful though.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What else? Are we done with that? Do you want to talk about what we ate?
Sure, let's talk about our dinner.
We just had pad thai.
No, I'm talking about the one from a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. I made.
We just had pad thai.
What are you talking about, Desi? We just had pad thai, like shoved it in our mouths so we could record.
Yeah, that was good too.
I made latkes.
We had latkes, cheese and crackers.
It wasn't kosher.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I don't care. I'm not kosher.
For those who were like, wow, they're kosher. Oh, wow. Cheese. No, girls. No. And then we had, I made pie. I'm perfecting my yuzu curd pie. I'm changing things. I'm fixing it as I go. It was always good, but you can always improve things. It's kind of fun when you have a recipe like that. That's pretty easy to kind of adjust.
It was so good.
It's a good one.
It was outstanding. And I made Desi leave the rest of it at my house. And last night at like midnight, I was at my kitchen counter just chowing down on that pie.
Yeah, I knew it was good when you're, because normally you're like, take everything.
No, I needed the pie.
And you're like, you know, leave that pie. I was like, okay.
I was like really adamant about it. It was kind of creepy. like leave okay, the pie. Girl. You can take the babka. Leave that fucking pie.
It was very funny. I was like, oh, I guess it's good. Yeah, I was happy that it came out good. One thing I'm curious about is, because I kind of mishmashed it together with a bunch of different things, like recipes, like looking through and kind of being like, I like that. I don't like that. So I'm going to do this instead. But I noticed a lot of people for these type of pies use gelatin in them. And that turns me off.
I don't like it.
I don't want that. That's how it's more solid. But I prefer it to be a little softer.
It's common in, it can be common in a key lime pie situation, which this.
It's kind of.
It's comparable because it has the cookie crust and the tartness filling. And the whipped top.
Yeah.
But that key lime pie that I made years ago, that was the key lime pie that made me like key lime pie. The reason I liked it was because it was a very traditional, like, curd.
Yes.
It wasn't gelatinous and it wasn't firm.
No. And that's what mine was similar.
And that's just a personal preference.
No. And I... There's something, yeah, a lot of the recipes would have the gelatin. And I was like, I don't want gelatin. And I know that texture. You just made a curd.
It's a traditional
curd. I made a curd, but it's one of those things where it's like, I cooked it longer this time because I thought last time I did it was a little too soft. It's hard to, it's like one of those things where like when the back of the spoon is coated and you're like, well, it's kind of gets coated from the first. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what does that mean?
Right.
Give me like an estimated time and a physical thing I'm looking for.
Right.
Like it should be about 12 minutes, but could take as long as 18 or like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, but yeah, I think that's just the way it is. It's not a, it doesn't get harder. It's soft.
It was the perfect consistency, I felt.
Yeah.
Whatever you did this time, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't too loose. No, I liked it.
And then I adjusted the crust. I didn't cook it as long. I left it a little less cooked. Well, you don't have to cook it, but you crisp it a bit in the oven. And then I obviously switched the cookies and I added more salt. Because the salt really is so good.
Mm. It was a very salty sweet.
And didn't you like the creme fraiche? To the whipped cream?
Yeah. Desi added creme fraiche to the whipped cream that went on top of the pie, and it really added an interesting element that was delicious.
It's so good. Anyway, it's a very good pie.
We gave Masha some of the creme fraiche whipped cream topping because it was her birthday.
Aw.
So she got a little treat.
Everything was good. Such a perfect dinner just to have latkes.
We had like a little pie. We had a little bit of meat.
That's really good.
That's what made the meal not kosher. It's because we had the like meat and we had the cheese board.
I thought that pastrami was so good. Oh man, that was good because I put the pastrami on a latke with some coleslaw. Oh, that was a good bite.
Yeah.
It was a good bite.
Good.
Yeah, it was really tasty.
I finished the latkes yesterday.
Mm. I know. I was already kind of like, I should make some too.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're just so good. And now I think I finally got the onion smell out of my house after 2 days of cleaning. I clean my house every day, but I like deep cleaned it like 2 days in a row.
Because of the onions? It's the grease too.
You make such a mess when you make a lot because it is such a, you just have to like give into it and accept it. Your kitchen's going to be a disaster because there's the splattering of the oil.
It's just like a long time of oil.
It's
burning.
There's just oil happening and it's splattering all over your kitchen in places you don't even realize until you start deep cleaning it after the fact.
And you're,
So.
No, frying stuff it's dirty business.
It's a beautiful thing, but it's messy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people get those little deep fryers because it's sort of more enclosed.
It'd be so dangerous if I had one of those.
I know, but they do look convenient.
They look fun.
Yeah. I'd be frying everything.
Fry everything.
But I thought that pastrami was excellent. Where was it from?
Daughters.
Yes.
In West Hollywood.
Yes. That was really good.
Yeah. Okay. Daughters is like the daughter of Langer's Deli.
I'm really a huge fan of making latkes the bread.
Oh, you mean making it like a latke sandwich?
Yeah, like that. I was like, ooh, yeah. Like your mind starts just like, what else can I put on these things?
You put all kinds of stuff on a latke.
It's so good. So that was fun.
You know, applesauce should not work. It sounds disgusting in theory, but it's like, that's the miracle of Hanukkah, that applesauce tastes good on a latke. Why is that?
It's so, I don't know, weird. But I gotta have it. I'm mad if I don't.
I gotta have applesauce and sour cream.
I need to have both.
Yeah, I need both.
I'm not a one or the other. Come on.
It was good. I also finished the cheese yesterday. I just like finished.
That's good.
Like my whole meals yesterday was just like finishing food from
It's
dinner.
Nice to just make a little cheese platter for lunch. Like a little mini one.
Yeah, I had a tiny mini cheese and crackers.
Throw some apple in it. You got it.
And didn't even do that.
Oh. Well,
I still got salad. I still got salad stuff, like delicious salad stuff in my fridge because I was going to make a salad, but I got so overwhelmed with the latkes. I'm like, I'm not making a salad. No one's even going to eat the salad. Who cares?
Or they'll just be polite to eat.
And I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want people to
No one's like, where's the salad?
No, they weren't there for the salad.
But if the salad was there, they're like, okay, give me a few leaves.
Yeah, because you feel guilty if someone makes a salad and you don't take a little bit.
Absolutely.
But I wasn't going to go through that.
No. And then Lattes have all this. Lattes is a full-time fucking job.
It was a full-time job. I didn't make a challah this year because I wanted to keep it simple.
Lattes are like so long. It's such a long process.
I got too much on my plate right now.
Absolutely.
To be honest.
Yeah, we all do.
We're all carrying a heavy load. Are you looking forward to any meals when you go out of town?
Oh, yeah. You know I am.
Because Desi's going out of town for Christmas.
I mean, I always do the traditional roast beef, roast beast.
Oh, like the Grinch.
Yeah. So that's always really stressful.
And you,
because it's a very expensive cut of meat.
You can't fuck that up.
And if I overcook it, I will literally collapse.
And you're making popovers.
Yes. Yorkshire puddings.
Yorkshire pudding, I mean.
Yes. I'm going to do Christmas cookies. I'm sure I'll do some other things. I don't have any plans because I'm just trying to get through it. Mm. I have a lot to do before I leave.
Yeah, so me too.
Well, yeah.
I'll be here for Christmas, but I'm going to New York for a few days. And I'm going to see Kara.
Yay.
What else?
That's it for me.
Yeah, I guess that's it. We will be doing an after show very soon for our Patreon. If you're not subscribed to our Patreon, that's patreon.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. Please subscribe. It helps support the show. And in return, you get access to all of the episodes that are only available on Patreon.
And ad-free episodes.
And every episode is ad-free, including these ones, the mini episode.
The one you just listen to with annoying ads.
Yeah, if you're like, fuck that. I don't want ads.
Yeah. Well, there's a way to do that.
There's a way. And again, you're helping support this show. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.